The Traveler's Journal, July 30th, with tips to stretch your foreign travel dollars. Millions of Americans are heading overseas this summer. Here are ways to widen your wallet. When booking flights, ask if the airline has package deals, which often get better rates on rooms, car rentals, even airfares than if booked separately. Though currency markets have been relatively stable of late, the only real way to insulate your trip against any unexpected fluctuations is to prepay as much as possible. Once abroad, the cheapest, fastest, most convenient way to get foreign currency and at the best conversion rates is through an automatic teller machine affiliated with either the Cirrus or Plus networks. Credit cards are perfect for most major purchases, but if you use them to get cash, interest charges start accruing immediately. If you have to change currency, big banks and exchange offices generally offer the best legal rates, while the least favorable rates are found at hotels, stores, restaurants, and exchange kiosks at airports and train stations. Traveler's checks are another option, providing both protection for loss or theft and slightly better exchange rates than greenbacks. Another tip, try to use all your foreign currency before you come home. Conversion back into dollars means another exchange fee. Spend extra cash at the airport or drop it in charity boxes found there. Stashing foreign coins in a dresser drawer only ensures they'll never get spent. Finally, ask about taxes, which can add 33% to the total bill. Of course, you may be able to get that back. More on that tomorrow. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.